DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Andrew Rush Eats is brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. Last night, I went to Hudson, Wisconsin to go have one of my all-time favorite burgers in the history of Twin Cities restaurants. I think we all have sort of a favorite burger. And one of my all-time favorites is the Double Smash Burger, Wagyu beef, homemade cheese, where it's like a cheese sauce, from St. Dinette in St. Paul. Now, St. Dinette in Lower Town ended, I don't know, a 10-year run, maybe 7 or 8 months ago. And there's a restaurant in Hudson that had a zombie St. Dinette pop-up over Halloween last night, tonight, and tomorrow. And the burger was delicious. The burger was delicious. It's a real simple burger. It's a burger that I think even Dan Cook would enjoy, because it's just beautiful beef and delicious melted cheese on a toasted bun. That's it. No sauce, no pickle, no weird stuff, just cheese, burger, meat.
Are you buying?
That is the rub. Because when I posted this online today, I was a little surprised by the reaction. And I wanted to know what you thought, because I posted the menu for the pop-up, which showed these pickled beans, dilly beans for $5, showed a little St. Dinette cocktail with bourbon, Amaro, and cold press coffee called the Canadian Cold Press for $10. And then the burger with crinkle cut French fries, St. Dinette burger and fries, $24. 651-461-9226. One word reaction. Your reaction when I said burger and fries, $24. Because objectively, $24 is, it's a lot. It's a lot.
My reaction?
Yes.
Whoa!
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. On my Instagram page, one of the comments said, I love a good meal out. However, prices are absurd. $24 is steep for fries and a burger. And then he added, must be nice being rich. Must be nice being rich folk. Which, when you say that to me, like, what are my choices for replies? Must be nice being rich. I said, it's great. I don't know.
Because the only other reaction is one we can't share on the radio.
That's right. So I just went with, it's great. Jonathan in Minneapolis is on the line. Jonathan, $24. Double smash burger, Wagyu beef. $24. Your reaction is, huh?
Huh? What? When did that happen? Because I know beef is expensive, but can't you stay home and make it yourself and smash it yourself and save money on the gas?
Well, sure. Yes. Objectively, I'm not encouraging anyone to drive from Maple Grove to Hudson, Wisconsin to have a burger. But, like, it's a really good burger. And it brings up like a specific memory for me of the people at that particular restaurant. Like, would I...
Was it worth it for you to go all the way out there to get that hamburger that you probably could have made at home, Jason?
Is it strange to say it was worth it to me? But it wasn't because of the burger, it was because of the people.
Like, and everybody on Planet Earth One knows, it must be nice to be financially wealthy right now. Because, Lord, for me to go to a restaurant right now by myself, it cost me $60 for a basic dinner. And I sat there and I was like, what planet do we live on that this is the new norm?
And Jonathan, you have done the excellent work of getting to the broader point here, right? Which is the reality that going out to eat today is out of reach for a lot of people that it was in reach not too long ago. The costs are so high. So high.
Correct. Correct. Can you imagine if you're one of these restaurant owners that are independently owned, trying to make it meet to be able to stay open and have employees and for people not to support locally owned restaurants? Not that I'm saying that you don't.
Right. No.
I'm just saying in general, if people can support Minneapolis and also the surrounding areas, that's great. If you can afford to go out with your wife and Alyssa, hi Alyssa, I would like to say go for it, because if people don't go out to restaurants, there will be nothing left in Minneapolis, because Minneapolis is a foodie town, as you well know.
Well,
unfortunately,
the dilemma that it brings up, Jonathan, is that this, I think everyone knows that $24 for a burger and fries is out of reach for most people. It's ridiculous.
Right.
But for me,
it would be like $15, the most I will ever spend on a hamburger. Because for me, $24 is like four extra meals for me when I'm going
absolutely.
To the grocery store.
But at the same time, the money is not enough for these restaurants to pay the employees what people get paid today, to pay for the insurance, to pay for the website with the online ordering, to pay for on and on and on, all these things that you and I are paying more in electricity and utilities and insurance, so are restaurants. And so I don't know how
people are making it right now. Yeah, I'm doing okay. But the fact of the matter is that everything has gone times three.
Right.
And unfortunately, the restaurant industry and the people that make money going and, you know, being waiters and cater waiters and all these other people are going to be unemployed. So get ready, people. Buckle up. As I always say, it's going to tighten your budget even more if you want to go out to dinner or to a show. It'll cost you $900 just to even go to a show because of food and ticket prices and everything else. So I understand. And unfortunately, this is the new world that we're living in. And if you're single, thank God I do not have children. Could you imagine?
Well, for multiple reasons, no, but.
All right. Well, have a good rest of your show.
Love you. Thank you, Jonathan. We always
and Dan, you're the best. You just put me right through no matter what.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jonathan.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
651-461-9226. It is very difficult. You know, we have an economic situation right now, and you see it in sort of many aspects of the economy. Restaurants are just part of it. But I've seen it described as like a K-shaped economy, that if you are in the middle class or lower, things are getting worse. If you're in the upper middle class or richer, things are getting better. It is tricky, like $24. Now, I will say a lot of people go to chef-driven kind of sit-down restaurants. And you know what? A chef, like a double burger, this way, it's beef is very expensive right now. If you get a burger, it's like $16-17. And usually there's no fries. A lot of them, it's $18. So $18. And then if you add fries, you get to $24. It's not out of line with now a double burger. Even if you go to like, what is the Five Guys? You get a double burger at Five Guys. I think it's like $12. And that's just a fast casual kind of restaurant, you know? One word responses. Scott says, oofta. Oofta to $24. Benjamin says, Rockefeller money. Similar price, says a texter at the new Atamales. Hope this isn't the trend. $21 for a smashy, $24 for a cheesesteak.
For all the reasons you mentioned, I'm thinking this is the trend.
I think it is the trend. I mean, the reality is when you're going to pay a dishwasher $20, we had a restaurant owner the other day telling us that tariffs have raised the cost of their plates and their glasses. And so you think about just the plates that you bring in, if they're not, most plates are not made in America.
Materials. And then, you know, ultimately, I shouldn't say ultimately, also what's a driver here is food costs. And that's something we're still struggling. How do you get food costs down to reasonable levels? Because that has a huge impact, obviously, on the restaurant industry.
Yeah.
So it's all of these things piling up at once that's making this happen.
And some of it is just, you know, look, you don't have to go have a burger like this, right? Like, I knew it was a decadent, and listen, I split it. So I knew what it was, and I was not shocked by the price. But it was a good wake-up call for me when I saw everybody reacting, and you guys are right. Like, I'm not saying, I'm not arguing it, you know? $4.49, that is Jerusha Eats. Honestly, if you have $24, go to Hudson and get this burger. It's really, really good. It's really good. It's worth it. It's worth it at Nova Bar in Hudson. Drive Time back in just a minute here on CCO.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.